Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to get an update as to what is going on with regard to Zimbabweans living in South Africa. Lots of concern around it and also a lot of confusion. Gerard Papenfuss is the Chief Executive Officer at the NEASA. We wanted to get an update from him. Thank you for joining us. A very good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Howard. I'm good, and you?
I am well, thank you. So what is the latest situation?
Well, the arrangement is that by the end of this year, so Zimbabweans that's currently working under the Zimbabwean, the permit? What is the name of this thing? Zimbabwean, Zimbabwe special permit. Yeah,
there's a special permit. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Zimbabwe. It's called the Zimbabwean exemption permit.
That's right. If you don't get these workers, unless they get work permits, they will have to be out of the country, and so they need to apply. And we encourage employers to assist them to apply for different work permits. The dilemma is, many of them don't have special skills, critical skills, and that might just be very difficult for them to get new work permits. Although they don't have special skills, they are very reliable and with reliable workers and positions of trust. And so this is a very unfortunate situation for these employees. Well, it's an understatement to say that unfortunate for them. That's one heck of a predicament. It's a disastrous situation, after 12 years making a living in South Africa.
And maybe
a new life, you're thrown out of the country.
Well, what I also find is that in many conversations that I've had where Zimbabweans are, for example, domestic workers, they've been with families, very much part of families, having been involved with the bringing up an education of kids, now they are being told that, well, they have no choice but to go. And I think there must be a tremendous amount of skepticism and fear about applying for these exemptions. Because I can't imagine, we need to call it like it is. The foreign nationals haven't been treated. And I'm not saying that people should be in a country illegally, but they have been abused by the system, often asked for bribes, often, sent from place to place. You can't blame people for not feeling a sense of trust towards the system.
Well, you're right, and I think that's perhaps the reason why the uptake for applying for permits under the new dispensation is not made use of, or is very low. I think that's because they're skeptic. Because it's not that if the government and the state and government departments react efficiently on applications of any nature. So you apply and then you don't hear anything. You live under that uncertainty. So I think many of them is just not applying and hope something is going to happen. Yesterday, a group of my staff and myself had a discussion with a consultant in this area. He specializes in this type of thing. And we said, well, you must help them. The cost involved in obtaining this permit is quite extensive, and it's quite complicated. So, these poor people, 12 years ago, they were invited to this country, or the system was opened up for them prior to the World Cup, primarily for construction purposes and the restaurant industry. And then nothing happened for 12 years. In this 12 years, they started a new life in South Africa, and their life and livelihoods are actually terminated to that extent. And going back to a country where not much is happening, and that's extremely traumatic. So, extremely traumatic for them. It is traumatic for the employers because these are good workers, good attitude. Some employers. They are in their employ, not because they're foreigners, but because they are good workers. And for employers to replace them is not that simple. Now, here's the problem they face. If they don't have critical skills, and I just want to interrupt you, the fact that you're a teacher doesn't give you a critical skill. It is a critical skill is a skill which is not easily found elsewhere. And
which is virtually, with our unemployment rate, no one can argue that you can't find somebody here with those skills. It's not about the skills, it's about the person, really.
Well, that's the thing. You have a skill, and you know, if you go to the Department of Home Affairs and you say, listen, I want this worker because his critical skill is the fact that he's trustworthy and he's reliable and I like his attitude. For them, that means nothing. So that's why employers are traumatized by this thing, because they have workers which they rely on and they want in the employer. Now they're going to lose them. So this is wrong. It's morally wrong for this country. And I don't think the irony is that it will have no effect on unemployment.
Of course.
The reasons for unemployment is much, much, much deeper than kicking 180,000 Zimbabweans out of South Africa. This is I think it's a political move. It's political window dressing. And for that, the lives and livelihood of people are sacrificed. And I say that is wrong. It's morally wrong, and it makes us also look very bad in the eyes of the world.
Absolutely, and that's unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Couldn't agree with you more. Gerard Apapenfuss, Chief Executive Officer at NEASA, talking about the Zimbabwe Special Permits and the impact that this is having on people within South Africa.